Democrats have they have seen their agenda devastated by Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema in large part because the Build Back Better plan was rejected by Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, bright red state. He said, absolutely not. Are we going to spend that kind of money? It's reckless. Sinking that opportunity for the Democrats. So they set their sights on gutting voting laws in America, telling everybody if you don't support mail-in ballots and voting with no ID, that somehow you are a racist, you are a bigot, because somehow you're preventing people of color from voting, which is absolute bunk and garbage. You know that, and so do I. So they set their sights on this For the People Act, federalizing American elections, which I believe would be unconstitutional, and so would most people. I wouldn't trust the Supreme Court to get it right, but most people would believe that. So another bomb laid into the Democrats' agenda, this time from Kyrsten Sinema, the Democrat senator from Arizona. Maybe among the few honest politicians left in Washington is Kyrsten Sinema. I may not agree with her on a number of items, and I don't. But I applaud her for having the guts to stand her ground on principle for her voters and her state and her constituents. That is remarkable because she said again yesterday, I don't need to revisit the fact that I've told you I will not support destroying the filibuster for you to ram through radical ideas, because the point she aptly makes is at some point the Republicans are going to be in charge. Do you want them to be able to ram things through with 51 votes? Anything that they can think of? Here's Kyrsten Sinema.
There's no need for me to restate my longstanding support for the 60-vote threshold to pass legislation. And there's no need for me to restate its role protecting our country from wild reversals in federal policy. It is a view I've held during my years serving in both the U.S. House and the Senate. And it is the view I continue to hold. It is the belief that I have shared many times in public settings and in private settings.
She's standing her ground now, and man, have the people on the left gone bananas. Absolutely apoplectic on her. She hasn't changed her position. Not since the time she ran for the U.S. House. Not since the time she ran for the United States Senate in Arizona. She has stood in favor of the filibuster through that entire time. And she says it's to protect the country from wild swings in federal policy. In fact, she's right. And by the way, it's not just Sinema and Manchin. There may be others. There may be others who will not support gutting Senate rules for short-term gain. That is what the late Harry Reid did, by the way. He used the nuclear option to get justices and federal judges through. As a result, President Trump got three Supreme Court nominees. Three Supreme Court nominees he got through. So that was the result of Harry Reid, Democrat majority leader. His doing resulted in Donald Trump getting three Supreme Court justices. Of course, the Democrats now say it's time to pack the Supreme Court. Right, it's time to pack the Supreme Court because they're not getting everything they want. Have you noticed a pattern here? Whenever the Democrats don't get their way, they want to change the rules of the game immediately. Kyrsten Sinema does not. She should be respected for that. Here's more of what she had to say.
This shift of power back and forth means the Senate 60s vote threshold has proved maddening to members of both political parties in recent years, viewed either as a weapon of obstruction or a safety net to save the country from radical policies, depending on whether you serve in the majority or the minority. But what is the legislative filibuster other than a tool that requires new federal policy to be broadly supported by senators representing a broader cross-section of Americans, a guardrail, inevitably viewed as an obstacle by whoever holds the Senate majority, but which in reality ensures that millions of Americans represented by the minority party have a voice in the process.
still there, Steve?
Yes, and so as you look at this, she's hit it exactly right. That is the beauty of a republic. That the majority cannot run over the minority. We are not an absolute democracy, never have been. Never have been. And that's why what she says is so important. By the way, I want to give you some other housekeeping things that are kind of important. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas is a doctor, an Army veteran, and a senator. A guy who Anthony Fauci, under his breath, called a moron the other day. A doctor who was asking questions about Fauci's approach to the COVID-19 pandemic. And Fauci referred to him as a moron because he was pushing Fauci. Well, maybe Senator Marshall might get the last laugh here. He's introducing a bill titled the Financial Accountability for Uniquely Compensated Individuals, the Fauci Act. That's right, Financial Accountability for Uniquely Compensated Individuals. It will mandate that the Office of Government Ethics provide a list of all confidential filers within the government whose financial disclosures are not public. People like Anthony Fauci getting big piles of money. Well, the Fauci Act will cover that going forward. I guess calling the man a moron might just work in the favor of the American people and not for the gadfly TV whore, Anthony Fauci. I'm sorry, did I say that out loud? Because I meant to. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. We're going to be retooling the website, by the way. More news, more sources, more opportunities for you to engage, and a lot more video coming to stevegruber.com in the next few weeks. We're retooling everything. Why? Because we care about you. Quick break now. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.